Okay, so today we're diving into something a little different. You guys sent in this article.
Kathy Lee Gifford. Faith anchored in conversations about Jesus Christian culture news.
Yeah, that's the one. And Kathy Lee Gifford, obviously she's had this long career in television and music, but
Huge career.
yeah, but what's really fascinating to me is how her faith has been this like constant thread throughout everything she's done.
It definitely seems like it. I mean, you look at her upbringing, she comes from a Christian family, right?
Yeah.
And that foundation really seems to have stuck with her.
Yeah, it's informed so much of her work. So we want to kind of unpack that a bit today, explore what makes her perspective on faith, especially in her book, The Jesus I Know. So interesting.
Yeah, and we're going to be drawing all of our insights straight from the article that you guys shared with us.
Exactly. So no extra research here, just trying to give you a shortcut to the core of her faith journey and the main ideas in her book. So let's jump right in. The article kind of describes her book as this collection of really personal and very diverse views on Jesus Christ, all told through like conversations and narratives.
Right, and it's not trying to paint this single picture of Jesus, right? It's more like offering all of these different intimate understandings.
It's almost like a tapestry of perspectives, right?
Yeah, kind of like a mosaic, piecing together a bunch of different faith journeys.
Okay, I like that. A mosaic. So, why do you think she put this book together? What was she trying to get across? I mean, the article mentions that she's been on this lifelong exploration of faith herself. And, faith is rarely a straight line, right?
Definitely not. It's got its ups and downs, for
Okay.
sure. And I think she's trying to connect with people who are maybe on that same journey. Who are struggling with similar questions and doubts.
It's like offering a sense of companionship through shared experience.
Exactly. And I think that's a big part of why people are drawn to faith-based stories in general. It's that shared human experience. You see yourself reflected in someone else's struggles and triumphs. And by being so open about her own journey, she makes it easier for others to do the same.
Yeah, it's not about pretending to have all the answers, right? It's about acknowledging the messiness and complexity of faith.
Totally. And the article really emphasizes how this book isn't targeted at just one specific group of people either, right? It's for anyone who is looking for a deeper spiritual connection.
Anyone who's searching for something more, yeah.
And what I find interesting is that by using conversations and stories, she's making these complex theological ideas so much more approachable.
Way less intimidating, right? Because you don't need to have a degree in theology to understand a good story.
Absolutely. So even if you don't have any prior knowledge of the Bible or Christian teachings, you can still connect with the human experience at the heart of it.
Now, one thing that really stood out to me in the article was her emphasis on honest conversations about faith. She seems to really believe that having these open dialogues not only helps you grow in your own beliefs, but also allows you to better understand different spiritual perspectives.
That's a really good point. It's not just about strengthening your own convictions in a vacuum, right? It's about stepping outside of your own bubble and engaging with a wide range of viewpoints.
Because otherwise you risk becoming really rigid in your thinking, right?
Totally. And the article actually says that these conversations can help bridge gaps and demolish preconceived notions. I mean, that's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah, it's about recognizing that there's not just one right way to approach faith. And when you engage in these conversations, you're forced to confront your own biases and maybe even learn something new.
Exactly. It's about cultivating a sense of curiosity and respect for other people's experiences.
And the article mentions that she's had these conversations with some pretty high-profile people too, which makes it even more interesting, right? Because you get to see how faith plays out in the lives of people you might already know and admire.
Right. It makes it feel less theoretical and more relatable. It's like, oh, this person who I respect also struggles with these questions. Maybe I'm not alone.
And the article is careful to point out that these aren't just surface-level chats either. They dive into the nitty-gritty, the challenges, the doubts, the things that make faith so complex.
Because let's face it, faith isn't always easy. There are going to be times when you question things, when you struggle to reconcile your beliefs with what's happening in the world around you.
You're going to hit some bumps in the road, and that's okay.
Yeah. And by acknowledging that, she's creating space for people to be honest about their own struggles and doubts. It makes the whole conversation so much more authentic.
Right. It's not about pretending to have it all figured out. It's about being real and vulnerable.
Totally. And that vulnerability is what makes it so powerful. Because when you see someone you admire being honest about their own struggles, it gives you permission to do the same.
Okay, so let's talk about the diversity of opinions about Jesus that she presents in her book. The article describes it as this kaleidoscope of perspectives, which I think is a really beautiful image.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it, because it's not about saying that one view is right and the others are wrong. It's about recognizing that there are many different ways to understand and relate to Jesus.
And those different interpretations can actually enrich our understanding, right?
Absolutely. It's like seeing the same object from different angles. You get a much fuller picture that way.
And the article mentions that some people see Jesus primarily as a moral teacher, while others focus more on his role as the Messiah.
Right. And then there are those who see him as a revolutionary figure, a healer, a friend. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, and what's so cool is that she's not trying to force anyone to adopt a specific viewpoint. She's simply presenting these different perspectives and inviting readers to engage with them on their own terms.
Which is really empowering, right?
Yeah.
Because it gives you the freedom to explore and come to your own conclusions.
And the article makes this point that ultimately this diversity encourages a very personal and individual faith, but at the same time, it fosters an openness to the experiences of others.
Right. It's about finding that balance between holding on to your own convictions and being open to the possibility that other people might see things differently.
Because that's how we learn and grow, right? By being in conversation with people who challenge our assumptions.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how we build a more compassionate and understanding world.
Okay, so now I want to switch gears a bit and talk about Kathy Lee Gifford's influence on Christian culture more broadly. Because she's not just an author, right? She's had this huge platform in mainstream media, particularly through her time on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh, yeah. And the article talks about how she would often talk about her faith on the show, which was kind of groundbreaking at the time. I mean, this was daytime television, not a religious program.
Right. It wasn't exactly the norm to be talking about Jesus on a show like that, but she did it anyway, and in a way that felt very authentic and relatable.
And I think that's what made it so impactful, because she wasn't preaching or trying to convert anyone. She was just being herself, and her faith was a natural part of who she was.
It normalized the conversation in a way, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think it made it easier for other people to feel comfortable talking about their own faith, even if they didn't share her specific beliefs.
It's like she helped break down some of the stigma around talking about faith in a secular context.
Absolutely. And she didn't shy away from the tough questions either. She was willing to talk about her doubts and struggles, which I think made her even more relatable.
Because it showed that faith isn't always about having all the answers, right? It's about the journey.
Exactly. And I think that honesty resonated with a lot of people, both Christians and non-Christians alike.
And it's not just television, right? She's also released Christian music albums like The Gift, where she blends her musical talents with her spiritual devotion. What do you think about that side of her work?
I think it's really interesting how she's been able to use different creative outlets to express her faith. Music is such a powerful medium, right? It can tap into emotions in a way that words sometimes can't.
Yeah, it can bypass the intellect and go straight to the heart.
Totally. And I think her music has really resonated with people who are looking for something that speaks to their spiritual side.
And she's also written books for both adults and children, where she often incorporates biblical principles and encourages readers on their own spiritual journeys.
Right. And I think that's another way that she's been able to make a lasting impact. Because with a book, people can really take their time and engage with her ideas on a deeper level.
They can revisit it over and over again.
Exactly. It's not just a fleeting moment like a TV appearance or a song on the radio. It's something that they can keep coming back to.
Now, the article also talks about some of the challenges she's faced in her faith. And I think this is really important to highlight, because it shows that even someone who is as outwardly devout as Kathy Lee Gifford goes through difficult times, experiences doubt, and has to wrestle with big questions.
It humanizes her, right? It shows that she's not this perfect, untouchable figure who always has it all together. She's just like the rest of us, trying to figure things out as she goes along.
And the article mentions that her faith was really tested during her high-profile marriage. I mean, being in the public eye like that must add an extra layer of pressure and scrutiny.
Totally. And it can be hard to maintain a sense of privacy and normalcy when your life is constantly being dissected by the media.
And then, of course, there was her divorce, which that article describes as a period of profound loss and isolation for her. How did her faith help her through that experience?
It seems like it provided a source of comfort and strength during a really difficult time. It gave her something to hold on to when everything else felt like it was falling apart.
And then, tragically, there was the death of her husband, Frank Gifford. The article talks about how she grappled with mortality and the presence of God in suffering after he passed away.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of loss that shakes you to your core. right? It forces you to confront some really big questions about life and death and the meaning of it all.
And it seems like those questions led her to explore Jesus and the afterlife even more deeply.
Right, because when you're faced with death, you can't help but wonder what happens next. And for people of faith, that often leads them to turn to their beliefs for answers and comfort.
And the article mentions that she's continued to reflect on faith in a world that can often feel very secular.
Which is so important, right? Because the world is constantly changing, and our understanding of faith needs to evolve along with it. We can't just cling to the same ideas that we were taught as children. We need to keep asking questions and searching for truth.
And I think that's something that Kathy Lee Gifford has done really well. She's not afraid to engage with the complexities of faith in a contemporary context.
Yeah, and I think that's why she continues to be such an inspiring figure for so many people, because she shows that it's possible to live a life of faith in the real world with all of its challenges and uncertainties.
So how has her faith really shaped her personal and professional life? Because the article suggests that her Christian beliefs have been a guiding force in her decision making.
Right. It seems like her faith informs everything she does, from the way she interacts with people to the choices she makes about her career.
And we see evidence of that, right? She often incorporates biblical principles into her writing, and she's always been very open about sharing her faith journey with others.
Yeah. It's clear that her faith isn't just something she talks about. It's something she lives out in a very authentic and intentional way.
And I think that's really inspiring, because it shows that it's possible to live a life that is both deeply spiritual and fully engaged with the world.
Totally. And it's a reminder that faith isn't something that should be confined to a church building or a Sunday morning service. It's something that should permeate every aspect of our lives.
Okay, so let's wrap up by talking about some of the key takeaways from The Jesus I Know, as presented in this article, because I think there are a lot of valuable lessons to be gleaned from her story.
Definitely. And I think one of the biggest takeaways is the transformative power of faith. We see throughout the article how Gifford's faith has helped her through some really tough times. It's given her strength, resilience, and a sense of purpose.
And it's not just about individual strength, right?
Yeah.
The article also emphasizes the importance of community in supporting and nurturing one's faith.
Yeah. It's about having people who you can share your doubts and struggles with, people who will encourage you and lift you up when you're feeling down.
People who will challenge you to grow and learn.
Exactly. And I think that's something that's really missing in our culture today. We're so isolated and disconnected from each other. But faith communities can offer a sense of belonging and support that's hard to find elsewhere.
And finally, the article points out how Gifford portrays Jesus as this constant source of comfort, hope, and purpose in our lives. And she really encourages a personal relationship with him.
Right. It's not about following a set of rules or doctrines. It's about having a relationship with Jesus that is personal and meaningful.
It's about experiencing his love and grace in a way that transforms your life from the inside out.
Exactly. And I think that's something that everyone can relate to, regardless of their religious background. We all long for love, connection, and purpose. And Gifford's story shows that those things can be found in a relationship with Jesus.
So to all of you listening who sent in this article, hopefully this deep dive has given you a better understanding of Kathy Lee Gifford's faith journey and the central themes of her book, The Jesus I Know. We've covered a lot of ground today, from her early influences to her experiences in the public eye to her reflections on faith in a secular world.
And we've seen how her faith has been a source of strength and resilience throughout her life. But more than that, it's been a source of joy, purpose, and connection.
And that's something I think we can all aspire to, whether we share her specific beliefs or not. The idea that faith can be a source of light and hope in a world that can often feel dark and uncertain.
It's a reminder that we're not alone in our struggles, and that there's something bigger than ourselves that we can tap into for strength and guidance.
So as you go about your day, I want to leave you with this question. How have your own personal experiences and conversations shaped your understanding of faith and spirituality? What have been those defining moments or conversations that have helped you to make sense of the world and your place in it?
It's a question worth pondering, because ultimately, our faith journeys are unique and personal. But by sharing our stories and listening to the stories of others, we can learn and grow together.
And maybe even find a little bit of hope along the way.
Absolutely.
Thanks for diving deep with us, everyone.
See you next time.